Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Chaf Aleph, Me'ila 21a, pagination is 41. Towards the bottom of the page, like the bottom third of the page, Masnisin, we start the new Mishnah. Nasan lo pruta. If a homeowner gives the shliach, the messenger, a pruta, a coin of the basic value, low-end value, that would be considered me'ila. This coin is apparently kodesh, it's holy. And the fact that he merely gave it to the shaliach is not going to constitute me'ila yet. The Shita Mekubetzes in Chaf Dalid, I believe, explains at the end of that entry, V'tzarech Lomar, you have to say the Cholhani Demasnis in Mayri Begizbor, that the person who's handling the coin, the Balabayas, the homeowner, is the treasurer of Hekdesh. Either literally he's a treasurer of Hekdesh, so just handing the coin around doesn't constitute Me'ilah, or he's the one who consecrated it, and he's the treasurer until he gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, and his moving it from one place to another is not me'ila in and of itself. It's not until the messenger spends it that it's considered me'ila, and the question is going to be, as we saw in yesterday's session, whether the messenger is spending it in accordance with his directives or not. If he's spending it in accordance with the directives, then the balabayis, the homeowner, the mishaleach, the person who sent him, is the one who's going to be liable for the me'ila, the mistaken usage of Hekdesh property. If, however, he deviated from what he was sent to do, then the messenger is on his own, and he's the one who's liable for this mistaken usage of Hekdesh. Again, starting the Mishnah, Nasan lo pruta, the homeowner gave the messenger a coin, Amalo, and he said to him as follows, Haveli bechetzia neiros u bechetzia pesilos. With half of it, buy me neiros, which is the receptacle for a lamp, u bechetzia pesilos, and half of it, buy wicks for the lamp. Vahalach, and the messenger went, vehevilo bekula pesilos u bekula neiros, and he purchased totally wicks or totally lamps. We're going to see that this is going to be an example of Shnehem lo mo'alu, neither of them is in violation. I'm pausing for a moment so that we can keep track of the case. The reason that neither of them is in violation, because the requisite amount for the violation of Me'ila is a pruta, and we're only working with one pruta being split between lamps and wicks. And therefore, to the extent that he fulfills the directive of the homeowner, he was fulfilling it on behalf of the homeowner. So that half pruta was spent in accordance with the directive. The other half pruta was spent with a deviation. Neither of them has a pruta amount, so they're neither in violation of Me'ila. O, continues the Mishnah, Sha'amalo aveli bikula neiros or bikula psilos, he told him to bring entirely neiros, or entirely wicks, Valach vehevi b'chetzi neiros v'chetzi psilos, and he went ahead and did half and half. Shneyem lo mo'alu, and this is what we explained, they're both not in violation of Me'ila, not because they didn't do wrong, but because neither of them can have pinned on them, attributed to them, a full pruta worth of Me'ila. Because what happened is, the homeowner has to accept responsibility for half, and the shliach takes responsibility for half. We're only dealing with one pruta, so neither of them is liable. Aval, but Im Omar lo, if he told him, Haveli v'chetzia neiros mimakom ploni, uv'chetzia psilas mimakom ploni. Bring me with half of it lamps from a certain place, and with half of it wicks from a certain place. This guy is, I guess, a traveling businessman, and he'll pick up your lamps and your wicks from whichever stores, and you identified where. And this person ends up going, and he indeed picks up the wicks and the lamps, but from the opposite locations. He does a vice versa on you. Hashaliach moal. The shaliach is in violation of me'ilah. He's on his own. Because you violated the terms of the agreement. And what the Mishnah is teaching us, apparently, at least in this case, is that when he identifies a location for the wicks, for the lamps, he was being specific. Nosan lo shtei prutos. The homeowner gave him 2 coins. So here already, we could imagine, there's room for deviation, if you will. There could still be me'ila, even if he deviates. Let's see what happens. Va'omer lo, and he tells him, with these 2 coins, leich v'haveli esrog. Bring me an esrog. Va'alach v'hevi lo ba'achas esrog v'achas rimon. He brings him an esrog and a pomegranate. So he spent 1 pruta on the esrog and 1 pruta on the rimon. Shenea mualu. The first opinion says they're both in violation of me'ila because there's enough pruta to go around. There were 2 prutos. With 1, he listened to the homeowner. And with 1, he did his own thing. So shenehem mo'alu, they're both in violation. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, balabayis lo mo'al, the homeowner is not in violation. Shehu Omer lo, because he can easily tell him, esrig godol hayisi mevakesh, I wanted a large esrig, a 2 pruta esrig. Imagine if you could buy an esrig for 2 prutas. So he wanted a 2 pruta esrig. Ve'hevesa li katan vara, and you brought me, you gypped me. You got me a 1 pruta esrig. This is not what I wanted. So it's not just that he bought wicks and he didn't bring the quantity. You didn't buy the product I wanted. A 2 pruta esrig is different than a 1 pruta esrig. Again, in wicks, we would have to think this through, because in wicks, he got 1 pruta worth of wicks. Presumably not inferior wicks. He just got 1 pruta worth of them. He got half of what he was hoping for. So he got 1 pruta instead of 2. Okay, but the case here is, it was a product that was being asked for. V'havesili katan vara. You brought me a small one, a bad one, inferior. And therefore, the Balabayis says, you were not acting on my behalf. And therefore, of course not the rimon, but even the esrig is not my liability. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining. Hadron and Allah Meseches Me'ila. We complete Me'ila, but with the same pagination, we continue directly into the next Mesechta, the Mesechta of Kinin. Yeshe koach, be well.